Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to the Phlegon, who live off of seaweed, somewhere in the Gulf of Hope, not far from Aspen. Good evening. It's March the 30th, 2026. We're gonna get our kicks. It's just after 9 p.m. I don't see any of my friends, but that's okay. I'm gonna say it out loud. All my friends in Sector 14 have been fighting against the hooker armies of Queen Olestra. They've been standing up for justice against the pimp lords of Scompton. They've been living off of fried lice. They've been living off of broken crab. They've been living off of lamprey rat and muskrat worms. And sometimes the bodies of the dead light up the night sky, and that's when it begins. A big old rave. You're not a slave. You'll live in a cave. You'll live in a cave. Your kids will live in a cave. Their kids will live in a cave. Maybe one day your great 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 grandchild will crawl out of the cave and look at the golden sun and the blueberry trees, the birds and the bees. And then they'll see in the distance a hairy beast man staring them down, licking its lips. Because the mutants had evolved while you went into your fucking cave. And to you, you're just baby back ribs to that creature. That's all you are. That's what's going to happen if we're really lucky and there's a nuclear holocaust and you can manage to find yourself some fucking wretched cave and live off the water that leaches into the cave and live off the moths and the bats and the worms, and you'll be vitamin D deficient. Your kids will have no hair, but we're almost hairless monkeys as it is, right? And take a look at my visage. You see a lot of vitamin D there, buddy? I don't think you do, motherfucker. By the way, for all intents and purposes, my name is Misty Gergens. I'm your one-time lover. I'm your uncle brother. I'm your sister mom, your granddad cousin. It's like we live in Mississippi. That's mean. Well, I could have said it's like we're part of the Trump family. That looks like a tree that does not have a lot of branches, just saying. Not implying nothing about Barron, but looks like somebody's conserving his semen for special folk. You see, I think Trump could arguably say that he never had sex with any strange children on Epstein Island, and it's a lawyerly thing to say. But when you look at Barron, you have to wonder, did he have sex with his daughter? Covered up a little, maybe, you know? Kind of gross looking. All my Fed friends are missing. Yes, for all my Fed friends out there, my name is Misty Gergens. I am your hooker grandma. I traveled through time from a crooked future made of orange robots, all of them called Baron. Who knows why? Everybody is gonna die. No, Dan, no. Come on. It's all going to be A-OK. Everything is A-OK. Am I right, Marshall Cheeto? You know, Mango Django? Dorito Bandito. The Marshall Tito of Benitos who call themselves Margarito. In fact, Margarito might be a great name for Papa Blump, you know? Margarito, because it's like if you took Doritos and a lot of alcohol and you mixed it together, you know, I think that's the entire mega movement. Lots of fucking Doritos, lots of alcohol, mix it together, make sure it gets a blessing from the Beelzebub priests of Tel Aviv, if you know what I mean. They'll give it their mystical blessing, go touch the magic eight ball in Saudi Arabia. Make sure the devil knows who you worship, but just mix the Doritos and the margarita mix and all of it together with a lot of alcohol. That's mega right there. Believe me, I understand these things. I've been down to the bottom. I still visit there sometimes to have a drink. There doesn't appear to be anybody here, and that's okay. They usually show up in a minute or two, maybe after 3 or 4 hours. They told me they'd send flowers. They said they were quite real. I'll get 50 links from all kinds of edgelords. I say, will you forward my links? They say they don't know how to. Scared to, Dan. I don't know how to, Dan. I don't use email, Dan. Hey, check out my links. Yeah, I've been down that road. Like I said, for, you know, my friends out there in space, there's much you can learn from certain movies, especially the Godfather films. And it's good to keep your friends close, but it's better to keep your enemies closer. Just a thought. Funny, there's objects in my bedroom here. If you can see my bedroom, there are objects that move around on their own. It's strange. I think it's because I have what the mystics call cosmic herpes. That's why I'm Misty Gergens tonight. You see, I identify as a stripper hooker, in the year 2036. I have a magical button. Doesn't every woman? Yes, I have a magical button, and my name is Misty Gergens. Yes, my name is Misty Gergens. I live in 2036. I have a magical button. I press it to get my kicks. Every time I do, reality in the past instantly changes, but I'm enveloped by a Hawking spear. So I never change. I stay a sleazy hooker with a magical button. I degauss the timeline going back 10, 20, 30. I'm a crack whore. You think I fucking count numbers? And if you say, well, how the fuck did you get a time button, you crack whore? I'll tell you what. I stole it from one of my Johns. I stole the time button in 2036, and I just keep pushing it. So if you're wondering who to blame for all this bullshit, there's nowhere else to go. I'm literally fucking Hitler. No, I mean Hitler, not fucking him. And we'll travel together. We'll go on a trip in my 1980 black Ford Econoline van. There's no windows in the back. There's no door that opens, not from the inside. So travel with me in my magical black van. And we'll go see if somebody at the Walmart will help us put a sofa in the back. Yeah. That's what Misty Gergens would do. My five fed friends are hanging out with their families tonight. Yes, my five fed friends. Powers to pull people into this live stream. If you notice my fingers when they do this, they're impacting your deep subconscious. I'm going deep into your unconscious and I'm pulling you towards me. Do you see this? You see what I'm doing, you fucker? Come on by for a visit, motherfucker. Check out my tumors and my black marks on my mouth. I don't wear lipstick. I just wait for my teeth to decay away. Yes, indeed. Come on by for the live stream. Come on by for the live stream. Please, 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 come on by. Why not, man? Why not? Are you crazy? Are you all crazy? I'm serious. Are you crazy? Come on by for the live stream. I'm serious. You can join me for a second or for 1,000 years. Me, I'm gonna fight off the strobe lung freaks in Sector 14 Alpha. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing? Dan, you're an asshole. I don't. You're confusing me with a person right now that gives a fuck. Oh, these motherfucker aliens. I don't like them. They're no good. Look at that. It's the U.S. Yeah, there you go. It was an Israeli fighter, not a U.S. fighter that I just shot down. But these are Israelis coming at me. Fuck. Oh, gosh. Gotta get the Israeli bomber, Dan, before it's too late. That's right, you can do it. You can do it. Knock it down, knock it down. Oh, don't be a fool. There you go. Remember Mossad, Masada. Remember Masada, Mossad. Oh, we're having too much fun here on the Dan Show, aren't we? Anybody show up yet? No, doesn't look like it. Let's go back to fighting the battle. Not everybody can win, but everybody gets a chance to lose. Here we go. Fighting the battle against the space invaders. Oh, I just got blowed up. Is there any hope? No. Nobody knows. And that's it. That's it. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do. We don't need more of that, do we? Not today. Not today, Dan. Not today. You're going to put yourself out of whack if you keep doing that crazy, nutty stuff. It's late on the East Coast. All my friends are asleep. It's late on the West Coast. All my friends are asleep. It's late in Russia. All my friends are asleep. And what if all my friends were Hasbro? Then it's late for them too, isn't it? Yes, what if all my fine, fine friends out there currently live in a building that was vaporized by a hypersonic missile? And before you say that's crazy, I just want to remind you, the year is 2026, motherfucker. You're not talking to Dan. You're talking to Misty Gergens. And Misty Gergens doesn't really give a fuck because right now, according to YouTube, no one in the internet knows I'm here. Dan, I've followed your podcast for years. We have a mutual friend. Did you cut your hair? Is that a new shirt? Did you lose weight? How's your day going? How's your day going, Dan? I'm not Dan. I am as much Dan as this is a free country tonight, okay? So if you're imagining in your polluted plastic spoon head that you're living in a free country, then maybe I'm Dan. But if in fact you realize we live in a kind of a neo-Stalinist fucked up hellhole, or even Marshall Cheeto pretends he controls anything, then I'm Misty Gergens, and I am your uncle cousin. I am your grandma brother. I'm your mother, son. Yes, I'm Misty Gergens, and I'm your mother child. I traveled through time. Yes, I traveled through time. It's like an empty tavern in nowhere space, right? It's one of those funny subjects out there on the internet. Liminal spaces, right? Spaces where nobody's there. And I get a lot of that on the internet. Twitter, I can't be on Twitter any longer. Facebook has permanently banned me. YouTube will accept me until it doesn't. I've been down that road with YouTube before. At some point, YouTube will send me my first strike. Oh, let me let you know a little secret. By the time I get my first strike from YouTube, I am 6 months from having a YouTube channel canceled. It's why I don't put a lot of effort. Dan, why can't you upload all those cool videos? I don't put a lot of effort into that bullshit because there's no fucking point. I mean, really, if there was a magical button you could push to quickly upload shit, sure. But for poor people like me, it takes fucking days. Fuck you, okay? After 2021 and the GoDaddy bullshit, I'm lucky I have any of my content, any of it. It's weird, and it's not weird, and it's strange, and it's not strange. But this is a liminal space on the internet right now. Nobody is here. There's no one in the chat space, no one in the chat room. It's empty. And if you want to say it's empty because I suck, I love that too. If you want to say it's empty for other reasons, that's fine. But my name is Misty Gergens. I got an email. Oh, Dan, I wanted to come on by. Sure you did. You know, it's funny. The only person I think that reliably visits me is my friends, the stalker people. They're reliable, usually. Not tonight, though. It looks like Walt Disney didn't show up either. Huh, I wonder why. The feds are usually reliable, you know? it's a funny thing. It's like a little piece of data. It's a point, not a line. It's not a pattern, not yet. But the feds at least usually show up. Now, if all of a sudden real people showed up, then I would tell you popping smoke is complete and Grinkin' time, hello, real fucking close. If you want to give me a bright side, sunny day interpretation of any of this, you can. So let's talk about a quote from Dr. Freckles while we're waiting for people to actually show up. The moment you think you've won, you've lost. Rule 47 of Atomic Warlords. The moment you think you've won, the moment you think you beat them, the moment you think you destroyed them, oopsie, mushroom cloud. And what does that mean? Well, actually, this is something that the state of Iran must have contemplated in this entire situation, because a lot of people are talking about escalation ladders right now. That's fancy. But here's the deal. It's a hop, skip, and a jump to nuclear war. The state of Israel has made its explicit sort of threatening policy, maybe not explicit, maybe more implicit, maybe more under the table, but there's this kind of implicit threat called the Samson option. And it's a little bit apocryphal. It's a little bit mystical. I don't think it's written down in any way that most people could find it or read it. But it's been floating around for decades, since I was a kid. If Israel's near defeat, they'll push a button and they'll fuck up whoever's fucking them up, but they'll also launch some missiles at Berlin and Paris and Rome. And who knows, they'll probably lob one at us if they can reach us. Yeah. And if you're wondering if that's a terrorist threat, it is by definition a terrorist threat against everybody. That's what the Samson option is. It is a 100% terrorist threat against the whole world. Now, if you're doing the calculus of this game and you realize that Iran, given its history, given its 8-year history with the Iran-Iraq war, Iran can last a lot longer than the state of Israel economically. Economically, the state of Israel is already in trouble. In another month, it's over. People are going to say, you know, last person to leave, turn out the lights, because you cannot conduct business, you cannot raise a family, and there's no end in sight of these missiles raining down on them. Again, guys, we're playing pretend right now. I don't want to talk about permafrost, because if I go down that road, well, no one's going to want to hear anything. Y'all want to hold on to lesser catastrophes and common geopolitical threats. Well, this is what we're on right now. The Iran war threat. And if you believe this is an organic conflict, if you believe this is legitimately happening exactly as described, then right about the time you think you're winning, you could lose. And let me explain. I think based upon the last couple years of Gaza, and I hate to break it to you, Netanyahu didn't do it all. Okay, Netanyahu ordered it, told people to do it, probably did all kinds of things. But you needed a lot of motherfuckers to deliver bombs, drop bombs, shoot people to pull off what they did in Gaza. So when people tell you it's one bad apple, go fuck yourself, okay? It's at least 1 in 3 bad apples and maybe more. And you don't really know who is the bad apple until you know. So right about now, not a month from now is too late, folks. Right about now, the state of Israel is considering one question. Do we use nuclear weapons against the state of Iran? Let me read you the Dr. Freckles quote again. So we're all clear on it, okay? So there's no freaking confusion. Is that okay with everybody if we read it again? Maybe I'll even bring it up for you so you can look at it and be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? I'll bring it up. You should have had it ready. You should take a big old sip of a, you know, go fuck yourself tea or whatever. Oh, fuck, it's not there. It's someplace else. Let's do it this way. Depressing, right? Because it's not really working the way I want it to. Is that correct, Dan? There we go. So I'm going to share you the quote so you can see it, so we can stay focused on the bullshit we need to stay focused on. The moment you think you've won, you've lost. Rule 47 of Atomic Warlords. Now, I read a little bit from Atomic Warlords the other day. This is a chapter in my important-to-read manual for living called Boblimpdoc Towards a New Lurching. It's the new Dianetics, excuse me, the new Scientology. Right now, the government of the state of Israel knows it doesn't have a month, it doesn't have several weeks, it has right now to make a decision. I hate to break it to you guys, but Iran might be prepared for a six-month war. Israel's not. It's never been. You really have to think about the wars that they've fought. In situations that lasted too long, they've nearly been destroyed. There's not a lot of real estate. Like, let's play pretend for a second. You've got Hezbollah, which, again, to quote Trump, we won. Well, you didn't. You've got Hezbollah. You've got Hezbollah that was attacked by Mossad with pagers that explode. And they told you a year ago, we destroyed Hezbollah. Well, they didn't. And Hezbollah's attacking them in the north. You have the Houthis, who are starting to lob rockets at them from the south. You have the Iranians, who are going to continue to lob missiles at them. They don't have a month. Probably in the next few days, the state of Israel has to make a decision. Do we launch a nuclear weapon? And there will be people who will say no, and there will be people who say yes. And if you're asking me, are there going to be good people in the room who prevent it from happening? Probably not. You know, I think the only group of people more messianic than a lot of these weirdo Christians, quote unquote, because I don't think they're actually Christians, but the only people more messianic than the weird mega freaks that hang out with Hegseth are the Israelis. And if you listen to them talk, if you listen to the Smotriches of the world talk, the Netanyahus, the famous woman who is making sure that the West Bank is all Jewish, these people don't fucking care. They're not going to stop, and they do not care if they kill children. Okay? So if you're asking, would the people in the state of Israel support Netanyahu using nuclear weapons to save the state of Israel? The simple answer is yes, enough of them would. Maybe not all of them. But folks, if you've listened to my podcast, you know damn well you don't need everybody. You don't need the whole world. You just need enough people to do the right thing or enough people to do the wrong thing. And my question is, are there enough people in the government of Israel right now who would stop Netanyahu from using a nuclear weapon? My guess is no. So, yeah, this Dr. Freckles quote is appropriate. The moment you think you've won, you've lost. Rule 47 of Atomic Warlords. And you can apply this to the Iranians or the Israelis. Here's the deal, guys. In terms of just war theory, it is unambiguous. The United States and Israel attacked Iran, and they did so without proper pretext. And they did so in the middle of negotiations and meetings, which means, by definition, if you take international law seriously, and I don't know anybody at this point who does, by definition, the United States is an aggressor. We've committed a war crime. We committed the ultimate war crime the very moment we started bombing Iran. So the simple legal fact is we should stop. We should probably turn Donald Trump over to the Hague court, and Netanyahu should be stopped and turned over as well. That's not going to happen, okay? I'm 100% going to tell you that a guy like Trump, whether he's real, fake, a call him a smoke or whatever, a guy like Trump doesn't accidentally end up the president. So if you're living in some weird vacuum tube world where you think removing him is going to solve this, you're very confused. So yeah, how's that? You know, since nobody showed up, how's that make you feel? Brothers and sisters of the internet in this liminal space called Dan on the internet, how does it make you feel, given that I'm talking to myself, how does it make you feel that the very moment you think one side is won, you've lost. Now, this is a well-studied idea from the Cold War. And it was well-studied because everybody recognized by the early 1960s that no matter what strategy you applied for nuclear war, the other side's going to have bombs left, whether you like it or not. And there were two perspectives. There was the General LeMay perspective, which is, we don't care, fuck it, let them use the couple bombs they have left on us. And then there was the rational perspective, which was, we don't really know how many bombs they'll have left. And so by the 1960s, people really questioned the idea, and this is related to mutually assured destruction, of whether you could win a first strike and whether you could avoid a major counterstrike. Now, the situation with Iran is, as of right now, we are told they have no nukes, okay. And frankly, they've made a good point that if you have accurate hypersonic missiles and you're fighting Israel, you don't really need nukes. I mean, if they have enough of these missiles, like I said, it economically, as an economic enterprise, Israel stops working in a month or two, folks. You got to really wire your brain on this one. Israel as an economic unit stops functioning completely in a month. Right now, I don't think it's functioning at all, although that's not what the Trump propaganda machine would tell you, or the Israeli propaganda machine, or the Hasbara trolls would tell you, or whatever, Unit 8200, which sounds like some type of a Rabbi Shmuley dildo. They'll tell you they're winning. I'm telling you that as long as Iran keeps firing these missiles, and this isn't just me, I don't know shit. Other people will confirm this who know more and actually have more than zero followers that aren't feds. The longer this lasts, the more likely it is Israel collapse economically. People will pull their money out. Israelis will pull their money out. Oh, God. Yeah. I said messianic. I didn't say good. Israelis who've been through, according to them, if you believe their actual genetic Hebrews, Israelis have been through the diaspora before. They know the signs. A lot of folks know the signs. They know their Torah. They know what it says, and it's happened before. So Israelis are going to pull out. They're going to pull their resources out. They're going to pull their money out. And within 2 months, the state of Israel in the Middle East ceases to exist. Whether it becomes a virtual organization or not, some sort of weird ass, 501c3 NGO, who the fuck knows? And I don't fucking care. It'll just be one more place, right? How many countries, huh? Dan, that's evil, is it? I think Gaza was evil. There aren't words to explain how evil that was. You show me another Spielberg movie, you can fuck off. I'm 56 years old. The actual brutality I've seen and heard has had nothing to do with the Nazis, and a lot to do with that little country in the Middle East that supposedly is our necessary unsinkable aircraft carrier. Well, guys, the aircraft carrier's been struck. And it's listing, and it's taking on water. And so right about now, if you understand nuclear war theory and you think this is a real conflict, both of those statements have to be true. Right about now is when things get really dangerous. It's not a month from now. In my opinion, the longer this drags out, the more chances people have to de-escalate. But right about now, the state of Israel has to make a choice. Do we keep this bullshit up, or do we pull out? Now, I'm a hooker named Misty Gergen, so I'll tell you, very few of these herpes-ridden freaks ever pull out. They say they will, but then they leave you with a poop baby, like that one guy did in late 2022. Yes, right around Christmas, it was like Christmas Eve. I was in labor for several hours. I had to use a tablespoon as forceps. I had to pry that terrible little horrible monstrosity out of my sphincter pipe. And indeed, I gave birth to a 10 or 12 pound baby. It went right to the septic tank. I'm a monster. I left my poop baby in Roosevelt, Utah. I left it in a septic tank. Christmas Eve. I'm damned. I'm damned. leaving my little, poor little lonely poop baby. I wonder if it screams out for me in the night. Probably does. Minutes in. Still a liminal space. Isn't this awesome? Now, the answer I'll get from some of my Fed friends, oh, Dan, I didn't get your email. I didn't see your call. Would you post these links? I don't know how to forward links. Would you read this email? You gotta take my call. Hey, look at my text. Is it TLDR? It always is, buddy. My ginger beard friends for 10 years have always been TLDR, motherfucker. But at least my current crop of ginger beard friends don't threaten to kill themselves. That's at least one Fed friend that I don't see, hear from, and I'm glad is not there. This is the same Fed friend who told me the world was going to end every week in the spring of 2020. And he also said that he definitely knew the world would be over by now, and we'd have multiple days of darkness. And he could be a real person, but I don't really think so. So at least my current crop of Fed friends don't threaten to kill themselves. Believe you guys, believe you me, even though I know it's fake as fuck, for a person with a conscience, it still touches you. So at least my current Fed friends don't call me on the phone and threaten to hang themselves. That's good. That's one thing. Well, it's gonna be an hour here in a minute. Not quite. And still no one showed up. No email, no call. We're 45 minutes in and no one's come by. It's okay. If it's nearly grinkin' time, then it's thinkin' time about what you're gonna do. Lots of choices, right? Take it from a hooker. Lots of great choices down at Arco. You can get a Coca-Cola. You can get a glass of whiskey. You can get yourself cream pie style potted meat sausages and then shove that up your butt. You can do it all because you are a cocaine hero. You're not a zero. You're troubled by the past, but your spirit power will totally last. One day, when grinkin' time arrives, you'll be a lord of Boblimpdock with the power of a thousand suns. You'll stand up against the Frogon armies. You'll stand up to the ghosts of Japan. You'll stand up to the robots, the ones from Korea, but they have no soul. Funny, Dan, you motherfucker. So goodbye to my five Fed friends. It's Monday night. It's almost 10 p.m., which means, oh, Dan, it was just too, I get it, it was too late. It's always too early. It's always too late. I've done enough tests in the last couple weeks. I figured some shit out, and I've come to realize that the easiest solution for YouTube is just let me have a fucking channel. And let me have a couple people visit. Make sure that it doesn't get beyond that, because if it does, you get your first warning. And then you get your second warning. and then you get canceled. I mean, one of my Fed friends who threatened police on my podcast, you know, shouldn't have let him, but I also kind of laughed at the same time. One of my Fed friends has had channels that haven't been deleted or banned in a long fucking time. It's just random, right? Random. You want to spin them up again. The thing is, if you want people to play more than one role, they can't hang out with the same guy. You can't really do that, not unless you have someone truly committed. It's like the Epstein thing. Epstein could have been a roadshow, but the payoff for the guy pretending to be Epstein has to be huge. Now, let's meditate. Quote unquote, Epstein might be dead. And not because somebody killed him, not because he committed suicide, because he was probably never real in the first place. And does that mean there's no pedophilia or organized pedophilia? I promise you, it's as bad or worse than everything that you think it is, and it hasn't stopped. And the only thing that's going to stop it is collapse. If you think it's magically stopped, you're really confused. I'd say mean things, but why? It's a liminal space. You're not supposed to hear one fucking thing I say. And my name is Misty Gergens. The pedophilia never stopped. The organized pedophilia never stopped. All that news you hear is probably bullshit. But the guy who pretended to be Epstein, he might be dead from an Iranian missile that hit Mossad headquarters. So yeah, Epstein might be dead now, but it got zero to do with any of that bullshit in your maggot head. I said maggot, I meant mega. I also meant maggot. Good luck. People told you twice. People told you multiple times. I was very consistent since 2016. No matter who you vote for, you're fucked. And especially Trump is a giant joke. And frankly, in 2016, I said, this looks like Obama, but for the conservatives. Well, welcome to the world, people. And if you come, oh, but I'm going to vote this November. Years ago, I said that Seattle would go Pol Pot at the end. Well, what do they have? They have a, you know, basically an avocado toast Pol Pot. And it's going to get worse, folks. You know, during the Cold War, some of the Comic-Con countries, Comic-Con was their version of the EU, would talk about socialism with a smiling face. Well, that's what you got, Seattle, and it will smile until it shows you its teeth. Yeah, good luck with all your, what's the word I'm trying to use? Bargaining. Good luck with your bargaining. Some of you are in denial. Some of you just pissed off. And some of you are bargaining left and right. Good luck. If you live in a city, put up your home for sale. Get the fuck out. It will buy you time. It doesn't guarantee you're going to live through what's coming, but it will buy you time. It's really too late. You should have done this 10 years ago. Yeah. And if you had people in your life who looked at you weird because you decided to move to a city 10 years ago, don't come back to them and complain. Don't come back to them and say, oh, Dan, it didn't happen yet. If we're lucky, we're looking at an event that happens once every 1,000 years, and that's if we're really fucking lucky, or something that happens once every 10,000 years. Either one of those scenarios, if you're off by a couple months or maybe a year or two, I wouldn't call that a fail, but you could not have gotten earlier to it. If you had decided in 1988 that something was wrong, and at that moment you moved out to the countryside so that your kids and their grandkids could understand what's going on, you decided it, and you had time. If you decided 20 years ago, you could still pull it off. Even 10 years ago, you might get to a community and become part of it. You're going to show up now with dollars. Even Americans are going to reject dollars, folks. Okay, it's not just going to be the foreigners. It's going to be Americans saying, oh, those are dollars? Oh, but Dan, I have Bitcoin. Okay, but the guy you want to buy food from in the countryside doesn't take it. What are you going to do? What's your big fucking plan now? You should have left the fucking city 10 years ago. You can mock me all you want to. I'm Misty Gergens. This is an empty space on the internet. But if anybody hears what I'm saying, it's really quite fucking simple. You could have made this decision 10 years ago. You can mock people like me all you want to, but you would not have been early. You might have been a little late, but you wouldn't have been early. Good fucking luck. And if you do find a place, as a reminder, this has nothing to do with Al Gore or little Greta Thunberg. It's reality. In fact, it's a poem I'm going to work on tomorrow. A poem. Oh, you're so fruity. If you're going to find a place, make sure it's 300 feet above sea level, at least. Because whatever's happening next, yes, the waters will rise, Virginia. Is it going to be a biblical flood? Probably not. Is it going to be the kind of flood that's going to ruin your property? That's already happening in Florida. There's two problems for Florida. One is sea level rise. For those of you who didn't take science, it's not the ice and the water that's the problem. And the other thing, problem for Florida, is it sits on coral and limestone. And I don't know how to phrase this. Now that the salt water is really getting into that limestone, and you've got these cities built on top of it, what did Christ or the Lord say about building your home upon sand? The point is, their homes are figuratively built on sand. They're built on limestone. The limestone's getting eaten away from below. So if your big plan is to move to fucking Florida, what the fuck is wrong with you? Ignore Al Gore. Ignore Greta Thunberg. They're paid losers. Ignore the Koch brothers. They're also kind of paid losers when they talk about this issue. Fact is, you got to ignore almost everybody. But something is happening that you can see with your own eyes. If you're going to find a place, Misty Gergens is telling you as I push that time button in 2036, make sure it's 300 feet above sea level. That way you're far enough above, okay? Your storm surge above it all, 300 feet. That's current sea level. Dan, do I have to be that? Yes. You should be that careful for lots of really, really good reasons. Not just science. But Dan, it feels too early. Oh my God. It feels too late to me, but you think it feels too early. We're not the same. I think and believe that they'll keep the fiction of the U.S. economy rolling along long after there's just no ground beef or chicken. You'll still buy the rice and the ramen. The ramen packet will probably cost you $5 because it won't ever get to 50. There won't be any ramen after $5 a packet. Is that a nice way of looking at it? But they will keep the fiction going. Your stock market portfolio, your 401k, they'll even have an AI version of whoever is running the country because it looks like Donald Trump is about to be tapped out. That's not a threat, Secret Service. That's like wrestling terminology, you know, when one guy replaces the other. Anywho, I got to be careful with the Secret Service because they have really sore feelings and not very, you know, big IQs. So got to be careful with them. Yeah, whoever's running the fiction, and it could be Trump or his AI bot, they'll tell you everything is fine when the blackout, the first one hits. And they'll be a first one. They'll be a first one, and then they'll bring the lights back on. That'll be in 2 weeks after the blackout starts. And then there'll be a second blackout wherever you live, and it'll take a month or two. And it might be in the middle of the summer when, you know, the wet bulb temperature is 120 degrees where you live, right? But you'll see on the news it's snowing in Florida. You'll see on the news, oh, they're skiing in the Cascades. You'll see on the news all kinds of fictional bullshit as your world literally melts down. If you're waiting for them to tell you it's time, if you're waiting for them to give you good advice, take it from an old hooker. They're not going to. They might tell you they're going to pull out, but they won't. Indeed, it's March the 30th. And you know, before we close out, let's just go over the notes for this half-ass whatever. I have a link in my notes to a video I originally recorded and put onto one of my original YouTube channels. Keep in mind, I've had a few YouTube channels since 2014. But it's a link to a video I made in part while I was traveling across the country from Seattle to Chicago on my way to Indianapolis in 2014. And frankly, I think it's evergreen, in my opinion. Yes, I ended up going back to Seattle, and boy, you can see videos about that. But I kind of think it's evergreen. I think it tells a basic truth, a truth that is, well, about me, about where I've been, about a lot of us. Something I noticed, and I did notice it when I was in high school, but I really noticed it in the 90s, is that fashion, culture, vehicles, everything seemed to point towards a future where people are going to be on the run. The clothing people started wearing was refugee clothing, okay? Either you're going camping or you're not, but the clothing people started wearing to meetings and to work looked like they were going to go hiking in the Cascades. And it wasn't just in Seattle, it was everywhere, everywhere. Not every single company, not everyone, but enough people. And then there's the whole grunge movement. Well, gee, that looks like a refugee status too. And the fucking SUV thing, I'm thinking to myself, guys, you're telling me you live in a city, but you have a vehicle that makes it look like you're going to be on the run soon. I noticed this 30 fucking years ago. And then 20 years ago, I was in the middle of the software world making money, and only in brief moments would I open my eyes to see what was going on around me. And then there was a string of events. I had a business partner. I don't want to talk about his background or his connections to the state of Israel, but I had a business partner, quote unquote, boss, and it fell apart in 2009. And then I let one thing after another impact me in ways an adult shouldn't. My mom died of cancer. I kind of fell apart. 2011 was garbage. 2012, my sister died of cancer. I kind of fell apart more. And then I got a divorce. And then I was on that train heading east, young man. And again, I could have handled those events as an adult in way better ways, but my general impression was, especially after Obama won, is that the whole thing was a joke. It's not to say Obama's a good or bad person. He seems to be about as real as Biden or Trump to me. They're fictional characters. They play a part. But do I think that guy was ever in charge of anything? No. Do I think Trump is in charge of anything? Not really. But most of you want to play pretend, because if you have to ask the question, then why? It gets to a scary place really, really fast. One of the questions I asked in 2011, why, given that rich people love their yachts, why, given that rich people love their private islands, and given that they love the Pacific, and they seem to love Japan, why, when Fukushima melted down and we started dumping highly radioactive waste into the Pacific, why didn't we stop right there and then as a world and say, listen, we got wars, we got bombs, we got people wanting to kill each other, we certainly got houses we want to flip, but this is bad. This isn't a little bad, it's not kind of bad, it's really bad. Crickets. I didn't know for certain in March of 2011 that it was over. But it felt like it was over because people should have stopped all the Syria bullshit. They should have stopped all the political nonsense at home. They should have stopped all the crap. Instead, Obama sent an aircraft carrier into a radioactive plume, basically as a legal move to cover General Electric. And then our administration, along with the Japanese, tipped our hat and said, yeah, go ahead and burn the radioactive waste, because that way, from a legal perspective, you'll spread out the cancer and it'll be harder to sue. Burning radioactive waste doesn't do anything to the waste. Actually, it turns it into a kind of deadly gas that kills you years later. That's what burning it does. It doesn't do anything to help you. It just helps the lawyers. Sending the aircraft carrier and exposing, you know, sailors to radiation, that helps the lawyers. When TEPCO fought against raising the tsunami wall a few years before Fukushima happened, that was only helping the lawyers. I love it when people come up to me and say, oh, Dan, I care so much about the Constitution, I'm going to be a lawyer. If you care at all about anything, then just take those two bad ideas you just threw at me and throw them away. Good luck. It seemed to me that things were heading the wrong direction in 2011. If you don't have the good sense to listen to people who tell you it's time to get the fuck out of the city, then it's too fucking late to listen. My name's Misty Gergens. It is March the 20th, 2026. It's just after 10 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula, and I check and nobody showed up, and I also don't fucking care. You guys, may the emptiness have a great rest of its evening.